please don't forget those on our prayer list, those that we spoke about earlier. If you will, turn your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 1. I love the Proverbs. Sometimes they're difficult to understand, just like the rest of the Word of God. It's not a simple book. Nothing in the Word of God is simple, because it's a revelation. And the revelation means that God has to show it to you to cause you to understand it. People can't figure out salvation because God hasn't showed it to them. People can't figure out a lot of things because God hasn't showed it to them. Understanding the Word of God is a gift. He said in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man understand shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand the proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and the dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. We're going to look at a few things. I have a lot of notes. I don't know how much I'll get to, how fast. I'm going to try to go through them all pretty quickly. God said a wise man. That is one that is wise in the Lord. You can be wise in the world and have lots of ignorance to things that attain to God and His Word. But God said a wise man will hear, and the instructions they hear, He said, will increase their learning. We don't preach for nothing. We don't teach for nothing. It is to increase your knowledge. It is to increase my knowledge, which makes us better Christians. The more we understand of God's Word, the more we know about God's Word, the better Christians we are, if we do what God tells us to do with that knowledge. The more you learn from God's Word, that learning will cause us to understand, as He says, understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. As Christians, it should be our main goal in life to hear God's Word and to increase our learning and to attain unto wise counsels. The wise counsel of God is of God's counseling us in His Word. And that comes from the pulpits. That comes from the pastors and ministers and teachers that God has shown His Word to, in whatever form He's chosen to show it to us. Hearing and understanding God should be with fear. And fear is lacking today. Some people tune God out and fail to fear God. I'm talking about Christians. Most people don't understand anything. I'm talking about Christians tuning God out. Our fear of God is what causes us to be good Christians and good servants. The Lord said in verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. That's the first thing you have to learn. It's how to fear God. Because fear keeps us in line, doesn't it? You know what's wrong with a lot of Christians today is they have failed to fear God. I'm afraid today in our time we live in, there's a lot of Christians that are ashamed of the Word of God. Afraid of it. Afraid of what the world will think. Afraid of what their friends will think. Afraid of what their families may think. That's a shame. Because I don't care what anybody thinks. I'm only here for one reason, that's to please God. Because I fear God. But a lot of Christians have failed to fear God anymore. So they've surrendered to Satan and the world. They may not think they have, but they have. So what does it mean? This is our first point. What does it mean to fear God? Go to Psalms 111, 111. With God saying, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. That's the first thing that starts our knowledge. Knowledge is an important thing. To know something. Not to think it, not to suppose it, not to guess at it, but to know it. I have knowledge on how to be saved. The Lord said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. I know that. Lord told me in 1 John, I tell you this, that you may know. Not suppose, not think, not guess at it, but you may know. So we have to have in our line of thinking fear, not of the world, not of the government, not of the people around us, but of God. Am I doing what I am doing to satisfy God or the people around me? God said we cannot serve God and mammon. If we do, we will despise and reject and hate God. Look at this word fear and go to Psalms 111, verse 9 and 10. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded this covenant forever. Holy and reverent is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. The name reverent means fear. Now, I'm not going to get into much. No man has a right to carry the title reverent. First of all, pastors are not ones to be feared. If people look at their pastor to fear, they're looking at the wrong one to fear. Our fear is in the Lord. God sees you 24/7. God knows every thought of your heart, every imagination of your thought. God is the one we have to root. Have reverence for, fear of. Holy and reverent is his name. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of not only knowledge now, but wisdom and understanding. We're going to look at these words in a minute. God is so holy, so wonderfully above and beyond even our imagination. All of his attributes show how bright and brilliant God is. That we as Christians should fear him. Not fear him as in that he's going to send us to hell. He's not, because our sins have been forgiven through Jesus' blood, haven't they? But fear him in that he will chastise us. Fear him as in that we're not satisfying our Father. Do you ever wake up and say, you know what, today I want to satisfy my Heavenly Father? We should do that every day, shouldn't we? But I'm afraid there's a lot of Christians today that don't do that. They're more involved in other things than they are satisfying their Heavenly Father. The Lord spoken of apostasy. Apostasy doesn't mean you have to totally leave the church or totally leave their thinking of God. It could be that you just minorly left Him. You might still go to church, you just don't fear the Lord anymore. That's sad. God is so holy, so wonderfully above, beyond our imagination, all of His attributes show us how bright and brilliant He is, that we as Christians should fear Him. God said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The same thing saw in the proverb. Our reverence of God shows our respect of Him. Our fear of Him shows our respect of Him. You say, well, if reverence means fear, then why repeat it? What does it hurt to repeat it? People forget what words mean sometimes. Our seeking His counsel shows our respect to God. Shows that you actually care what God thinks. Therefore, we reverence Him in that. He's our wise counsel, isn't He? God has no counsel. God is all knowledge. God is all wisdom. God is all holy. God is all presence. God is all everything. The problem in the world is that the world, and even a lot of Christians, fail to ever reverence God. In Psalms 112, one psalm over, verse 1, he says, "Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in His commandments." The person that truly fears the Lord delights in the Word of God. Doesn't shy away from it. Doesn't ignore it. Doesn't treat it like it's some kind of a foreign language. Isn't afraid if your friends around them or their Twitter friends or other social media like Facebook friends or any other friends are going to get upset with them because they believe something. I'm proud of what I believe. I'm not ashamed of anything I believe. I'm happy to sit down with anybody and discuss it. I will not argue about it, but I will discuss it with anyone. Go to Proverbs 8, if you will. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delight greatly in His commandments. The person that truly fears the Lord delights in His word, as it's written, just as it's written. Fearing God is not accepting, is not to accept our thinking. Our thinking of ourselves or man. What I think doesn't matter, does it? Did you come to church tonight to hear what I think? No, you come to hear the word of God spoken, didn't you? You come here to hear the message of the Lord. Not what I think. So fearing God is not to accept any other thinking but God's thinking. Look at Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, the evil way, and the forward mouth do I hate, God says. That's what we should hate. You know, that we have no greater enemy about us than pride. Self-centeredness. Caring what happens to us. What people think of us. That's our greatest downfall as Christians. Lord tells us not to think, just react to the word. It's our thinking that gets us in trouble. Proverbs 14, if you will. Proverbs 14, verse 16, a wise man feareth and departeth from evil. That's what a wise man does. He fears and departs from evil. He doesn't depart from the word of God. He doesn't fall in with evil. He's not ashamed and embarrassed by the word of God. I know a lot of people say, Brother Randy, you carry this too far. It's not that way. It is that way, folks. Believe me, it's not that way in the church. But when a lot of Christians get into the world, it is that way. But the fool rageth and is confined. Not fearful and learning, not seeking God's counsel because he is prideful and confident in himself. And that's the worst thing to be confident in. I have nothing to be confident in myself about. Nothing. And no one else does either. I am nothing. Nothing. But what God has made me. I don't know anything about God or the Word of God except for what God has taught me. I can't give myself credit for nothing. Why should I? And I'm certainly not in this world anymore to please anybody in the world. I'm here in this world to please God. In God's statutes. And the understanding, wisdom, and knowledge of God. Let's go to our second point. Our fear of God starts us with what? Knowledge. Lord said the beginning of knowledge is fear of God. That's the first thing you need to know. That's the beginning, isn't it? That's the start, isn't it? Knowledge. That you fear God. Because if you don't know that you fear God, you don't fear God. Knowledge is a great thing. The word knowledge means to understand completely. That's a great thing, isn't it? And to know or to have proper knowledge, it begins with the fear of God and learning God's word enough to know truth. Knowledge. You don't just understand salvation. But God's given you the wisdom to know salvation, hasn't he? See, you don't just understand some things in the Word of God. God's given you wisdom to go with that understanding to make knowledge out of it. Knowledge is our final thing in what we know about God. Some people have understanding, but no wisdom to go with it to equal knowledge. I'm going to get into all this in just a second. So, knowledge means to completely understand. So, if God says the first thing about fearing God is knowledge of that, is your knowledge of God. Because if you don't know God, if you don't have the knowledge of God, you're not going to fear Him. Who would ever fear an Armenian God? Who would ever fear God that can't do anything? If they knew my God, they would fear Him. And those that do know Him and don't fear Him, don't know Him. They don't have knowledge of God. They're saved because God saved their soul. They may have had knowledge at one time, but they've lost it. We're people. As we get older, we start forgetting some things, don't we? Well, a lot of young people have forgotten about God. They better wake up. The world that are Christians better wake up. They better get some knowledge. And they better return to the fear of God. So we looked at knowledge. Knowledge means to have understanding completely. So let's look at the other two words, understanding and wisdom. Understanding means a reflective thought of the mind or intelligence. Understanding God is to be feared and follow His instructions. It becomes our mindset. It's there, isn't it? The Lord's taught it to us. But what do we do with it when it's there? If it doesn't eventually turn into knowledge, you say, well, it's the same. It isn't the same. If it doesn't eventually turn into knowledge, they'll forget it. So understanding is a reflected thought of the mind or intelligence, knowing something. Wisdom means prudence, which is the skill of good judgment and the use of information. Basically, it is how to handle our understanding. I was taught as a young man in the ministry that if you have understanding, you have a lot. But if you don't have wisdom to go with that understanding, you will never have knowledge. You will never know. Absolutely know. It's like believing in salvation and knowing salvation. You don't have any doubt you're saved. If you believe in election, predestination, you don't have any doubt about it, do you? That's because you have knowledge of it. You know it. It's not even a possibility. It's wrong. It's deeper than understanding. The wisdom has driven you to the point where it's became real in your heart, real in your mind. Wisdom is knowing what to do with the understanding to make it knowledge. So our understanding is to read and read and gather the knowledge of the Bible. We read, we understand. God gives us wisdom. And we're going to James. That's where it's at. James 1. God gives us the wisdom to make that understanding real and turn into knowledge. Remember, let me go back. Knowledge is an understand completely. It's like concreted in you. So our understanding is to read and gather the knowledge of the Bible. Our wisdom is to recognize how to make this understanding work in our hearts. And then it is knowledge, or complete understanding of what God is teaching, acting in our lives, and fear to accept those things that God has taught us. You don't really accept it until you have the knowledge of it. You don't really have fear of God until you have the knowledge of it. I hope I'm not making things confusing. I have a tendency to do that. I'm not the brightest apple fell off the tree. So wisdom is important, because you can read and have understanding but never have the knowledge of what you're reading. It never becomes real to you. So wisdom is the important link between understanding and knowledge, or knowing. And while all are the gifts of God, God tells us to ask for wisdom, doesn't he? He says in James chapter 1, verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth all men liberally, and abideth not, and it should be given him. Again, asking of God. God giving us everything we have. If you want your understanding of the Bible to be real and be knowledgeable to you, or your understanding of God to be real to you, as knowledge is, you need to ask God for the wisdom to make it real to you. But let us not forget that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. We'll never have proper knowledge if we don't understand God. God has to be real to us. And when God becomes real to us, that knowledge tells us to fear God, because God tells us to fear him. To hold him up above all others. Hold him up above everything else. Above spouse. Above family. Above your parents and grandparents, above your church, above everybody else, everything else, you put God on the pedestal. He's the one we look to please every day. It don't matter if the world hates it. It don't matter if nobody likes it. What matters is your relationship with God. It's my relationship with God. Next, and our last point, and we're going to Romans chapter 8, and then 1 Corinthians 3. So why do so many people, Christians, fail to have knowledge of the Scriptures? Lord said, because fools despise wisdom and instruction. They're fools. Not just lost people are fools, aren't they? But Christians are also fools. They're fools because they despise wisdom and instruction. They reject knowledge. They don't want it. Wisdom is the reasoning of understanding of the Scriptures. And without reasoning, we will never have knowledge. Go to Romans 8. Fools is a humanistic or worldly thinking in a human-centered way of thinking. Human thought is never God's way. Humanity does not fear God. The world does not fear God. Only ones fears God in this world are the Christians with knowledge. Not all Christians fear God. So they reject the Word of God. They reject God's statutes. They reject God, period, on a lot of things. They didn't bring their salvation about. God gave it to them as a gift. So they walk around like a bunch of babies that never learned anything. Partially because they go to churches that don't teach anything. Oh, I hear them on the Facebook. I hear them on Twitter. I hear them everywhere. These fancy preachers, they get up and they make these funny little or these real rhymey things. It makes them, and they have it memorized. And they stand there like they actually know something, and they mouth off a bunch of things they've learned from some poet, and they say it real fast, and they say it real loud, and they say it real funny, so that people will think they're brilliant, when they're really nothing but fools. No understanding and no knowledge of God. Romans 8, verse 7 says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. Well, while the carnal mind is a reference to lost people, for sure, isn't it? It also refers to saved people without any understanding, wisdom, or knowledge. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, if you will. Paul was talking to the church here. I read this a while back. We're going to read it again. Because listen closely what he says here about this church. He's not talking lost people here. He's talking to a church with many problems that didn't have any understanding, wisdom, or knowledge. He says in verse 1, and I, brethren, could not speak to you as unto spiritual, but as unto cardinal. Because they don't know nothing. They observed the Lord's Supper, they overeat, and they got drunk. Even as unto babes in Christ. They don't know anything. This is the church. I talk to you like you don't know anything, because you don't. I have fed you with milk, not with meat, for here the two you were not able to bear. You can't handle it. A lot of Christians today, they can't handle the meat. Because they're in the wrong churches. Because they're trying to satisfy the flesh. Therefore, they don't have any knowledge. Brother Hammond and I went to a funeral one time. Remember who it was. It's one of the pastors of one of the small Baptist churches out there in Shirley area. Shirley is about where Divide Baptist Church is. Divides over into the Divide community, which is like a couple miles off the Highway 19 there, over from Shirley. And this guy got up and he just preached a well of a message. I mean, it was good, a good gospel message. And he preached it like he really knew it. You know what I mean? And I was shocked. I was a young preacher back then. I was just shocked how much this guy knew and how well he preached that message. So we left. I told Brother Hammond, I said, yeah, I was really surprised. This preacher that down here at this Baptist church in Shirley down here preached such a good message. And he preached like he actually knew what he was talking about. Brother Hammond said, well, he does know what he's talking about, Randy. He preaches that same message every time he goes to a funeral. He said, it's memorized. It's the only one he ever preaches. He said, if you go to his church service, it's about the only one he preaches there. So he does know it. That's all he knows. There's no meat. Hereunto you're not able to bear it, neither are you yet able, for you are yet cardinal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and division, you are not cardinal, and you walk as men. Paul said, you acting like you're a cardinal, but you're not. But here you are walking as men. What's this cause? It causes envy, strife, and division in churches. Folks, listen. If a church is not doing what God tells them, there will be problems in the church. If a church is doing what God tells them, there'll be no problems. Good to have knowledge of things, isn't it? The church had no knowledge of God's teaching, and they thought fleshly was caused envy and strife and division in the church. Fellowship and love are found only in God's reverence. Look at James chapter 3, verse 13. Who is a wise man and endured with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. And where there is envy and strife, there is confusion and every evil work. One more scripture, we'll end with 1 Corinthians 14. Knowledge, folks, it all comes down to the word knowledge. God started. The fear of the Lord is knowledge. Once you have the fear of the Lord in your heart, you have knowledge. That's the start of knowledge. That's the first proverb in the scriptures, in the book of Proverbs. That's what God started all the Proverbs with. Fearing God is the beginning of knowledge. It will control so much of your other thinking. And leads to the church. That's what we're looking at now, is it's the church. A church and Christians both know that they are walking in knowledge and fear when there is peace among them in the Lord's churches. And not only in the Lord's churches, but also when you're together. You know when there's a problem in a Bible conference? When there's disobedience. When people quit fearing God and get disobedient. Some preacher, gotta rise up, they gotta get behind the pulpit, they got to pop their suspenders and tighten up their tie and tell another preacher how he's wrong. That is not your job. You are a visitor at another church. I do not like people when I'm corrected in front of a church. And the next time it happens to me, I'm walking out the door and I will never return to that church ever again, because it has happened to me. I am not going to be questioned. I am not going to be treated like some child at another church ever again. Go to 1 Corinthians. Neither does any other pastor have that right. Ever. And they will not do it to me. And if they ever come here and do it, they will never come back, not as long as I'm pastor. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. That's confusion. If people are looking to cause confusion, they're not looking at pleasing God. We all need to fear God. We all need to bow before the Lord God ourselves, every one of us, and pray that God gives us a right heart to have the knowledge of what we need to be in this world and what we need to do in this world and how we need to go about accomplishing His will in this world. Let's pray for that. Never, I'm going to put a post on Facebook. I've been putting some on there, and every time I put another on there, I get less likes. Well, they're really going to like the one tomorrow. Today was about election. Tomorrow's about buying and selling the truth. It won't get many likes either. I'm okay with that. I don't care. I'm not looking at likes. It tells me that people are not liking the truth. Or they're ashamed of it, which is worse, to be ashamed of it. But that's their problem. I'm going to serve the Lord my God because I fear Him. Let's all stand. Have a wonderful night. God